Point number one, why does God allow trials? Trials, tribulations, tests, temptations, troubles, whatever you call them, produce patience and character. There's a vast difference between a person who's gone through things and a person who's gone through nothing. People who have gone through nothing, they tend to be crybabies. Tough and strong people are made by things that they've been through. Romans 5, 3 and 4 in the Amplified. And not only this, but with joy, let us exalt. That means let us glory in our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships. Let us glory in what? In our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships. Does the word of God say complain in our hardships? No, rejoice. Knowing that hardship, distress, pressure, trouble produces patient endurance. Can you see that? Hardship, sufferings, distress, pressure, trouble produces patient endurance, and endurance proven character. Patience and character come through the things we go through, the challenges, the difficult times. And point number two, why does God allow trials? Listen, the Bible says we inherit the promises. We require faith and patience. But how is faith, how is patience produced? Through the things we go through, right? Hebrews 6 and 12, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Can you see that? To inherit the promises of God will require faith and patience. But what produces the patience are the trials, the difficulties, the tribulations, the troubles, the challenges, the disasters that we go through. Can we see that, friends? Are we good so far? Number three, why does God allow trials? To bring about God's purpose. To bring about the purpose of God in our lives. We find that in James chapter 5 and 11. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord. Underline the end intended by the Lord. The end that God intended. The purpose. Trials and tribulations, they produce the purpose, the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. In the ESV, it says, behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. In everything that Job went through, there was a purpose of God. That's why he says, shall we indeed, really, shall we indeed only accept good things from God? God has a purpose with the good things he gives us. He has a purpose with the good thing that he allows us to go through. He also has a purpose for the bad things. He has a purpose. But you see, to speak like that, that's maturity. That's maturity. Not a person who is sandwiched between comfort. You're just sandwiched. You can't even breathe, pampered by comfort. You see, you will not be able to talk like Job. Point number four, why does God allow trials? Trials produce for us. I spoke about this earlier, point number four. I told you I was going to talk about it at the end. Trials produce for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Trials produce. It is trials that produce for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. that verse 17 of Corinthians 2, chapter 4, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Trials produce for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Listen, you lovely, beautiful people of God. God will not allow you to go through something for nothing. It is not for naught. God will not allow you. God will not allow you. He will not do that. He's not a cruel God. Where we read, it says, He is a compassionate and a merciful God. He will not allow you to go through something for nothing. There is a purpose of God in it. There is something that God is accomplishing. The Bible uses the word perfecting. There's something God is accomplishing. There's something God is producing through the difficulties that we face, the difficulties that we go through. Job 8 and 7. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. That's the purpose of God. God allowed him to go through what he went through for this reason. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. And we all know that this was true for Job. There was a purpose of God in it. But friends, just try to imagine what this meant for Job in proportion to what he had. He was already the richest man from all the people of the East. And God, you see, God has got no limit. Now try also to imagine what this means for us in proportion to what you and I have in Christ. Hallelujah. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly in proportion to what we have in Christ. Can you begin to imagine? Can you begin to imagine? The problem is, some of you, you're expecting to see all everything that God has promised you this side of heaven. You don't understand that the promises of God are eternal. They are not time-bound. They are not bound to this limited time in the which you live. That's why the Bible says God has a promise and will he not fulfill. You see, it does not mean that when you die, everything stops. The clock stops. No. He will surely do it. Listen, we read in the Hebrews of those faithfuls of God who had died not having received the promises. But listen, let me teach you something. They did not receive the promises in relation to this life. The Bible says God is faithful, who will also fulfill it. But the thing is this, we limit God to this life. No. God is going to do for them if he has not already done for them. Because it's not just this life. No. God cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself. If you don't see the wealth and the riches materialized in this lifetime of yours. No. There's also another lifetime which is eternal. That's where you're going to see it. But the thing is, you don't view everything in the light of eternity. Well, if he has promised, which he has for all of his children, wealth and riches, it does not mean if you don't see it materialize in this lifetime, that's over. No. He's not a man to lie, nor the son of man to change his mind. Please. You see, perspective is everything. How you view the word, how you view the promise. You see, again, we come back to perspective. How you view everything. Finally today, Proverbs 4 and 18, the Bible says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. No matter what we go through, no matter what we go through, the Bible says the path of the righteous, the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter until the perfect day. These, he's talking about those who endure and persevere through trials. What is he saying? They come out better than they went in. They come out better and not bitter. When you go through something, according to the scripture, do you come out better or bitter? Come on. When you go through something, do you come out better or bitter? Because if you come out bitter, you are not the righteous. You are not the righteous. The path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. These are the ones that endure and persevere through difficult things. They're like the gold that is purified by fire. That's what he's talking about. These, they endure and they persevere. And they become better and better. And they shine brighter and brighter. And they move from one degree of glory to the next. This is the ones that he's talking about. They see things. They go through things. But they come out the other side better than they went in. They come out the other side better and not bitter. They come out the other side glorious and shining. Oh, glory to God. Let's give God a big round of applause and praise of our lips.